Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today is Good Friday, and from England we hear from Father Ewan Marley, who is prior of the St. Michael's Priory, the Blackfriars in Cambridge. Father Ewan's preaching today is entitled, The Tree That Locked the Earth to the Sky.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. John. Near the cross of Jesus stood his mother and his mother's sister Mary, the wife of Clopas and Mary of Magdala. Seeing his mother and the disciple he loved standing near her, Jesus said to his mother, Woman, this is your son. And to the disciple he said, This is your mother. From that moment the disciple made a place for her in his home. After this, Jesus knew that everything had now been completed. And to fulfill the scripture perfectly, he said, I am thirsty. A jar full of vinegar stood there, so putting a sponge soaked in the vinegar on a hyssop stick, they held it up to his mouth. After Jesus had taken the vinegar, he said, It is accomplished. And bowing his head, he gave up his spirit. The Gospel of the Lord. I think give up this spirit would be a better translation. Now, let me introduce you to a Scottish word, and the word is stooshie. Stooshie might sound like something nice you buy in a shop, but it actually means an event where everybody is getting angry. Either they're all getting angry in the same direction at one thing, or they're getting angry in different directions about something from both sides. Either way, it's a stooshie. Last year we had a right stooshie in the British Isles. In the States, you may have read about this. Somebody cut down a tree, which doesn't sound like a big thing to have a stooshie about. Using this word, I hope you're getting it. Big surprise to me that it's such a useful word that it hasn't managed to escape the confines of my small country of Scotland. But there you go. The stooshie was about the tree because the tree was planted on Hadrian's Wall. Hadrian's Wall, the ancient Roman wall, there's not much of it left, but there's 2 feet above ground, and it's a very popular hiking route from one side of the British Isles, one side of Britain to the other side. And the tree is at the bottom in a sort of droop, and you can see it against the sky, and it's a very popular picture. People like photographing it. They like photographing people they know beside the tree. And nobody knows why yet, but somebody cut it down. Quite a stooshie. A lot of anger. Now, the tree itself is not a wonderful tree, but it's a position that's on the wall and is framed against the sky. And that's important for what my theme is going to be. My theme is on the day of the cross. I'd like to read a poem by an atheist, very famous atheist, whose atheism, his materialism, his denial of life after death is part of his poetry, very openly themed in his poetry. That poet is Philip Larkin, died quite a few years ago. The poem is about death and it's called Going. Very short poem, I'll just read it now. There is an evening coming in across the fields, one never seen before, that lights no lamps. Silken it seems at a distance, yet when it is drawn up over the knees and breast, it brings no comfort. Where is the tree gone that locked earth to the sky? What is under my hands that I cannot feel? What loads my hands down? Well, very strange you might think to read a poem by an atheist about death, a materialist, on Good Friday. But then, all words come from God. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and words mean what they mean. It doesn't matter what the poet thinks they should mean, or any writer thinks what they should mean. Once you let them loose, they go where they please. And all words come from God. And Philip Larkin himself was someone who, despite denying faith, wrote about it quite a lot. Occasionally attended Church of England services and then said, of course, it's all rubbish, but he went a lot. He could never quite bring himself to give up the culture of faith. It's about death then, because the evening coming across the field is death, a darkness we've never seen before, because you can't experience death more than once. This evening lights no lamps. Immediately we know we're in the countryside. You see, as it gets darker, lamps start to light. It was writing quite a long time ago in the 50s when many houses in the country still had oil lamps in Britain. The reason I really like it is because it asks questions which I think we have an answer to, we Christians. Where has the tree gone that locked earth to the sky? Now, the reason I mentioned the tree in Adrian's wall is because that's the image he's using. When you see a tree in a field or against a kind of flat background, it often looks like the tree is touching the sky. The tree that locked earth to the sky. So, at a visual level, the image is quite clear. That's what trees often look like, a single tree in a field. Very like the tree in Hadrian's Wall, which you might want to Google. I'm sure you'll see images quite easily if you look for it. Tree, Hadrian's Wall, cut down. Wouldn't put in the word stooshie. Google might not recognise that word, or it'll just send you to a Scottish dictionary. But that's the image he's using, and yet, if you think about it, it's also a great image of the cross. I'm not sure that at some point, at some deep level, Philip Larkin wasn't aware of that. Where has the tree gone that locked earth to the sky? That's the cross. It's Christ on the cross, drawing all to himself. You see, in his last moments in John, he is forming community. That's the real meaning of woman, this is your son, disciple, this is your mother. That's why he gives up this spirit, the spirit that brings us together. And immediately in John, you see that happening. But it happens because his tree, the tree of his death, locked earth to the sky. Still does, to the heavens. What the sky means, the sky is a great symbol of heaven in the Bible because it's universal, it belongs to all humanity. It's pure, it's unsullied, untainted. It's undividable by human beings. They can't make property of the sky. Well, they may yet, but in the Bible, sky is for all, the canopy of love under which we live. The tree of Christ locks us to that sky. What is under my hands that I cannot feel? Well, that's God. It's darkness. Depends how you feel, but God is like a darkness you cannot feel at times, or like a light you cannot feel, but you can know is there. You can touch with the spirit, with the heart, that which is under your feet. And what loads my hands down? The lack of hope. Hope makes us lift up our arms, lift up your arms in prayer. The evening comes for all of us, the evening never seen before. Each one of us has an evening, a night, a darkness as life ends. But in that darkness we know that the tree is visible. Not with the eyes, in the spirit. The tree that locked earth to the sky. That is the cross. And that is our hope. By that hope, we lift up our hands in praise and greet the Easter morning.